This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Students from 10 neighboring states and 5 countries will now pay in-state tuition at Colorado State University Pueblo. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Under the new plan, students in states that border Colorado, as well as students in California, Nevada, and Texas, would pay in-state tuition. Students in 5 countries where Pueblo has a sister city relationship would also receive in-state tuition. The move is part of an effort to expand access and boost enrollment. After the pandemic, Colorado University struggled with enrollment, but a recent legislative forecast indicates out-of-state student interest shows promising growth. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Manitou Springs, the historic Carnegie Public Library is set to reopen. Renovations began in 2021 to bring the building into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Construction at the building was finished in December, and a grand reopening is scheduled for February 7th. Black Coloradans once again have a valuable source of health information available to them. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
This week is the rollout for the Black Health Resource Directory, what its creators call the state's most comprehensive source for Black health information. It provides medical professionals listings for doctors and specialists from Fort Collins to Pueblo. Robin Bruce is a longtime nurse. She says it can be extremely difficult to find a doctor who works for you.
I get calls all the time saying, you know, I've had enough. Can, you know, does anybody know of a Black doctor? Because the care is just, you know, the care is different.
The directory also includes health-related articles from medical professionals and government, political, religious, and community leaders. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A sunny day is expected across the Front Range with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.